Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Okay. What you got for me, Sax? Okay. That is a good way to kick off a Friday. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into today's show. Damn, it has been a crazy last 30 days for me. And I figured I'd take some time to get you guys up to speed. And, you know, I think I've been talking with a lot of you, and many of you have been hitting me up, checking on me, asking how I'm doing, saying what up, asking questions. Big shout out and love to all the amazing listeners of this show. We have been in the top, we've been top 20 all the way to 200 podcasts out of hundreds of thousands of podcasts for the last 2 years straight. Podcast is going on 5 years running, guys, and that is all because of you, all the listeners, all the supporters, all the people that are out there on this wealth building journey. Looking to level up, not only in your bank account, right, and everybody trying to advance their careers, their wealth, but many of you, the lessons and the things that you share with me, the takeaways you share with me, they all have to do with you being a better person, challenging yourself in ways that are, you know, let's just be honest, are uncomfortable, but in that pain and in that progress, the growth and the things that get unlocked in your life are way more valuable than what you see in your bank account. And it just happens to be that by growing into that person, your bank account continues to grow right along with it. So big shout out to all the Millionaire Mindcast listeners. If you're new to the show, what it do? We talk all things mindset, money, motivation to help you on your wealth building journey, unlocking, designing, creating, and building your own dream life. And as cliche as that sounds, at the end of the day, when you weaponize yourself in all of the different facets of life, not just in, you know, your career and professionally, but when you live like a millionaire, when you live intentionally, when you live disciplined in all areas of your life, there are things that come to fruition and are manifested and are realized and actualized in your life that money could never buy for you. So that's what we love to talk about on the show. If that resonates with you, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. If you're new to the show, shoot me a text, 844-447-1555, and say what up. But with that being said, I wanted to get you guys up to speed on, you know, what's been going on over the course of the last 30 days and, you know, some of the things that personally I've been challenged by, that I've been struggling with, but also some of the wins that, you know, we've been experiencing and having as a result of it as well. Many of you guys know and have been following the hotel journey that I've been on over the course of the last 2 years. And many don't even know the backstory of how this all came about. Many of you know I've been a real estate investor, flipped hundreds of houses, started buying single family properties. Let me back up. I started flipping houses as I built my real estate team, as I built a construction company. And what I realized was in that house flipping game, even though it was real estate investing, at the end of the day, I was only as good as my last flip. I wasn't creating any kind of passive income, mailbox money, wealth. It was ordinary income. And I had to consistently, right, keep that machine going in order to get a paycheck, which is great. It's a high income earning skill set. And at the end of the day, it's not a wealth building skill set. And so I started to hold single family houses and generate passive income. Then I said, all right, well, you know what? These are great, but how do I build wealth and more passive income at scale? How do you accelerate this? And so that's when I started to level up into commercial real estate and started buying commercial strip centers. Then I started syndicating properties. We did 150 unit in Houston. I've got laundromats. And as I got more into this arena and this world, more and more people started bringing me opportunities. And about 3 years ago, someone brought me this, hey, would you like to buy a hotel, a little boutique lodge in South Lake Tahoe. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds kind of cool. You know, I know real estate investing. I think I can do this. And what I didn't realize was a hotel is not a set it and forget it type of real estate investment. And long story short, ended up buying this hotel. And we got in there and, you know, being a flipper, someone who can take something that needs a lot of love and bring it back to its highest value, its highest and best use, I said, yeah, let's do this. And so as I jumped into, you know, the hotel space, what I didn't realize was the fact that this is a completely startup, full-time operating business. There are no days off in a hotel. 24/7, 365, people are staying in your hotel. They require service. They require, right, what ultimately they are paying for as a product and service to be delivered at a high level. And so it's an operating full-time business. And man, were there a lot of learning lessons. When we opened the hotel in 2020, in the very beginning, you can imagine what, you know, the shock was when COVID hit. We were shut down. I was carrying mortgage payments and I was stressed the fuck out. Let's just be honest, going, what the hell did I get myself into? This is not, you know, a real estate investment like all of my other investments in my portfolio where, you know, maybe every once in a while on a single family property or in one of my commercial strip centers or, you know, one of the apartments, somebody calls you and says, hey, I need something fixed or there's an issue, but it's not an everyday operating business. It's not passive. And so we had to jump back in and I had to let a lot of my staff go during COVID and I had to jump back in and roll my own sleeves up and do what was necessary to win, to succeed. And, you know, when you're going through certain seasons and stages of life and COVID happened to, you know, create a whole different context for everybody, there was a lot of stress that was involved in that, from a business perspective, from a financial perspective. And it was one of the best things that ever happened to me because it forced me to get in and operate a hotel and learn the industry and learn the operations and learn the marketing and learn every aspect of it in a way that I wouldn't have been forced to do in order to make sure that this asset, this investment survived, that it didn't go under. And that ended up being something that set us up for massive success moving forward. Long story short, now many of you know, we just launched over the last 30 days, the second hotel, closing on the third hotel at the end of August, and we'll be launching and rebranding that. And we've got the Hotel Artista in downtown San Antonio on the Riverwalk that's gonna be a ground up luxury boutique hotel development. That we are finalizing our raise for. Many of you have actually invested in it. Big shout out to all of our listeners who are accredited investors who wanted to get in on the hotel investment deal. If you want more information on that, you can always hit me up at 844-447-1555 or just text the word deals to that number and we can reach out to you and talk to you about that. But with that being said, you know, what was once kind of an accidental investment opportunity that I fell into thinking that it was going to be more of a real estate investment, it opened up this door into hospitality, into, you know, kind of uncovering this passion I have for this space, creating experiential, you know, memorable moments for people through physical real estate products and spaces. Obviously, tying that with a customer service model and, it's really forced us to kind of get back in and get dirty in the business and to be in this startup mode again. And my goal and what we are going to be building is a world-class boutique hospitality brand, a group that ultimately provides experiences, one-of-a-kind experiences through one-of-a-kind boutique hotel products in world-class locations and destinations. And the beauty of what we're doing is we are incorporating in technology and pairing that with quality products, locations, and customer service to differentiate ourselves in the market. And the beauty of this, you know, space of technology we find ourselves in today is the fact that what once was something that you couldn't automate or you couldn't systematize through technology, now it's brought in a different dynamic to a boutique space of hospitality that, you know, some of these models don't have big budgets for expensive technology, expensive, you know, overhead in terms of your operating costs. And technology has allowed us to streamline and lower a lot of those overhead and expenses while improving and enhancing the experience and the product that people find themselves paying for. And so that is what we've been working on and really focused on with our team. Ulysses has been absolutely crushing it in terms of building out our tech stacks and incorporating those into our hotels and creating a template that we can roll over into other assets. Our virtual assistant team and their customer service and the things that we're building out from a virtual perspective is going to take a lot of stress and burden off of the on-site operations as well as the on-site operating expenses. The data and research that we're putting into our markets, our products. I've got a great intern, Steven, who graduated from UC Davis, and he has been in here working his tail off, helping us create these data sets that are going to help differentiate us and give us the insight and research that we need to go and deliver a very customized, unique product to our guests. So we've been just heads down grinding. On top of that, you know, the flips, as well as, you know, the coaching and some of the other things that I've been doing in the private equity world. So it's been a really busy last couple weeks, but it is, it's been fun. You know, I struggled a little bit with this, because hospitality is as far from passive as you can possibly get. And, you know, I have had this mentality and this approach of building my wealth portfolio for it to be passive. And when I got back into hospitality, I was like, damn, this is not passive. But what I did find was that I am extremely passionate about it, and therefore I don't need it to be passive. I'm more fired up right now about what I'm doing, what I'm working on, what we're building, who I'm building it with, and what it is doing for other people in the process, that I don't want it to be passive. And when you can find something that you don't need to be passive because it's so exciting, you're so obsessed with it, I literally can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop reading articles about it. I can't stop working on these things. That's when you know you're in a great space. At the same time, when you step into some of these arenas, you have to go into it, no matter what career you're in, no matter what projects or companies you're working on, you have to go into it with the mentality, the whatever it takes mentality, if you really want it to succeed, and be okay with the fact that it doesn't need to be passive. The beauty of this journey is the effort and the energy and the blood, sweat, and tears that go into something, the outcome you know you've created, nobody can take that away from you. And there's going to be a lot of challenges and growth and pain and struggle that is also a part of that process, which is all a part of the equation. And those variables are necessary in order for you to get the growth and the wisdom and also, right, the rewards that come from getting your hands dirty. And so we were talking about this as a team the other day, and, you know, some of us have been stressed. You know, we've been working a lot, more than normal. And, you know, it being a very necessary part of this season to also find ways for us to learn and cope and grow with and through that stress. And it reminded me of an old story that I came across a handful of years ago, and it was about the butterfly. And it's the cocoon, caterpillar cocoon and butterfly story. And some of you may have heard this before. And ultimately, a little boy finds a caterpillar out in the garden, and he runs back into his house. Daddy, daddy, I found this caterpillar. Can I keep it? And so the dad, yeah, sure, son. So they grab, you know, a little jar and kind of make up a nice little home and environment for him with some leaves and some stuff. And, you know, a week goes by and all of a sudden the caterpillar, you know, starts to go into their season of growth and stress. And part of their transformation is, what does a caterpillar do before it turns into a butterfly? It starts to wrap itself in the cocoon. And so as it wraps itself into the cocoon, it, you know, goes through this process over the course of the next month. And the little boy is, you know, getting all excited and learning how it's going to turn into a butterfly. And when the day comes that the butterfly starts to crack out of the cocoon, the little boy runs to his dad and, daddy, it's happening. The caterpillar is going to turn into a butterfly. And so as they're watching this and they see the butterfly trying to break out of this cocoon, and it is struggling and it is stressing and it is, you know, having a lot of trouble. And the little boy starts freaking out and it looks like it's stuck. And he goes, it's going to die. And so the dad goes and gets a little tiny pair of tweezers and scissors, and he cuts just the littlest, you couldn't even tell and notice if it really made a difference or not, littlest cut in the cocoon. And all of a sudden the butterfly flops out and its wings are all deformed and it's kind of just flailing in the jar. And ultimately the butterfly ends up dying. So the dad and the little boy, you know, go onto the computer and they do some research. The little boy's all sad. And what they found out was that as the butterfly is getting into its state of spreading its wings and becoming a new transformed version of what the caterpillar once was into this beautiful butterfly, they found that the stress and the struggle and the pain and what physiologically needs to and has to happen in order for that butterfly to have wings that can be able to go and grow and fly in what it's meant to transform into, it has to go through that pain. It has to go through that struggle. It has to go through that challenge, because the pressure of being able to, on its own, break through that cocoon and have the blood pressed into the wings for it to actually have the strength to flap its wings and fly. And that is a necessary part of this transformation. And it made me think about myself, my team, all of you who are breaking through the cocoon right now and forcing through the stress and the pain and the struggle, transformation in yourself that only you can do, only you can break through, only you can be the one to create the change and the transformation, to have the wings and the strength to be able to get up and fly into whatever new territory and to whatever new air you are elevating to. And so when you go through those moments of challenges, you go through those seasons of struggle, you have to have the mentality and embrace the pain, the stress that you're going through. Now, of course, finding ways to cope, finding ways to grow through those moments, finding ways to not stay in your head for too long, to have the right environment, to have the right people, to have the right resources, right? The right outlets to help you get through those challenges, very key and critical. However, at the end of the day, pain is a part of this process to getting to where you want to go. Comfort is the killer of all growth. So just know that for many of you who are going through some big growth opportunities and changes right now, embrace that shit. Enjoy it. Because this is part of what is weaponizing you and putting tools on your tool belt, mentally and physically, to employ those in the next stage of your journey, in your life, in your growth, and you're going to get rewarded handsomely for it. It's the people that are justifying and creating narratives and stories to support their complacency, to support them staying comfortable, to playing small, that never get that type of growth in their life. So as we go through this next stage of our journey and our growth, as we break through this new cocoon and the next cocoon and the next cocoon, metaphorically at different stages and seasons of, maybe it's your health, maybe it's your career, maybe it's in your relationships, whatever it may be, embrace it, lean into it, don't run away from it. And if you surround yourself with the right people and you put yourself in the right environments, you're going to be amazed to see what type of growth and what kind of results you get. So with that being said, I just wanted to give you guys a shout out for all of you who have been sharing some amazing stories that you've been struggling with, but that you've been overcoming, that you've been leaning into. And that's what this journey is all about. You know, it's not supposed to be easy. There will be seasons of ease and seasons of comfort, but it's the people that I see and admire that are constantly challenging and putting themselves on a path of growth that see the greatest results and rewards, not only physically in their world, but more importantly, internally, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, that will equip you to navigate any other season of challenge in your life moving forward. So with that being said, if you guys enjoyed this episode, shoot me a text, 844-447-1555. If you guys have any questions on the hotels, on real estate investing, on any of the stuff that I got going on, either follow me at Official Mattie A on Instagram, shoot me a DM, shoot me a text on here, share this with a friend, a family member. And most importantly, if you enjoy the show, all I ask is that you leave a review in iTunes, leave us that 5-star review. It helps us share this message with more people that are on this wealth building journey, that are looking to level up, not only in their bank account and in their businesses and their careers, but also as human beings. I have been fortunate enough to meet so many amazing people, so many of you through this podcast who resonate and share in that same mentality with that same message. And that's the beauty of a tribe and a community and getting around like-minded people. So with that being said, keep investing in yourself, in your wealth, on your march to a million and beyond. And I will see you guys next week. Cheers.